Former North Carolina U.S. Senator Kay Hagan has been out campaigning for Hillary Clinton and Democrats, and she's actually joining us on the phone right now from New York City, where she's going to be at the Javits Center tonight for Hillary Clinton's National Victory Party. Senator Hagan, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Aaron. Yeah, I just arrived. I've been campaigning all over North Carolina. I was with former President Bill Clinton yesterday, and then I spoke to Deborah Ross a little while ago, and I was with Michelle and Hillary when they were in Winston-Salem recently. So I've just been spending a lot of time knocking on doors and making those phone calls.
So what has been your experience on the campaign trail? What have you heard?
Well, I have been a surrogate for Hillary all over the country, too, from not only North Carolina, but Florida, Iowa, Nevada, Pennsylvania, New York. And it's exciting. I mean, I think today and or yesterday was the culmination of a very long, arduous campaign, which I think everybody in our country is ready for this today to be here so that we can, if we haven't already cast our ballot, do so today and be sure that our vote counts. And I know you said the polls close in our state today at 7:30, but if you're in line and there is a line, the polls will stay open until everybody who got in line by 7:30 would have had an opportunity to vote. So I'm encouraging people to please, please exercise our constitutional right and the right that so many people fought and have died for.
And obviously, this is an extremely important election. We say that every time a presidential election or even a midterm rolls around, but it seems to be especially true this year. What, and you've been out there campaigning for months, what have you learned, what have we learned as Americans about ourselves from this campaign that we didn't know before?
Well, I think one of the key points is that everybody agrees that people who are underemployed, unemployed, or who have seen their wages stagnant for the last 8 years, that we as a country have got to come together and make good plans, make good legislation that encourages companies to grow here in our country. We do need to reform our tax code that hasn't been changed since 1986. That's over 30 years ago. And you look at Hillary Clinton's platform, and the economy is front and center. And when we look at infrastructure, you look at the roads, bridges, airports, ports, schools, the access to broadband. This is an area that she is really going to put people back to work and make life better for people. If you think back to Abraham Lincoln, that's when we had the Transcontinental Railroad begin. President Eisenhower, the interstate system. We have not had that massive infrastructure rebuilding since then. And Hillary Clinton has the plan to do that. This will create thousands of jobs. But for people who are commuting to work, you waste a good hour. We can get that hour back and put people to be able to utilize their time better. We spend money every year on our cars for maintenance because of just the wear and tear of potholes and inefficiency. These are the areas that I think people are looking to. An economist, Mark Zandi, who worked for John McCain, said her plan versus Trump's plan. In Trump's plan, we would go into a deep recession and over 100,000 jobs just in North Carolina would be lost. Hillary Clinton's is the total opposite of that. We will grow the economy and we will employ many, many more people. And this is from an economist who has analyzed both plans, who worked for John McCain and said, you know, by far, Hillary's plan is better.
We're speaking with Senator Kay Hagan, former North Carolina U.S. Senator Hagan, who represented the Senate for 6 years from 2009 to 2015. So, Senator, let me ask you about bipartisanship. Obviously, during that particular time, bipartisanship was at a point where people were lamenting that it was at an all-time low. In the last 2 years, it seems to have only gotten worse, and that's obviously been a source of significant frustration among American voters. We're seeing that in this election, and it's going to be a challenge regardless of who ends up controlling the Senate, who ends up controlling the House, who ends up winning this presidential election to sort of recover that sense of bipartisanship. Is that possible in the next 2 years, 4 years? And if so, what's it going to take?
Well, you know, I do think it's possible. And there are several scenarios. I think one, Chuck Schumer will be, in my mind, the majority leader. and he wants to get things done. He is hard charging. He works across the aisle. He's got good relationships with Republicans. And I think whoever would be, let's say, Mitch McConnell, the two of them, I truly believe, are going to compromise on issues and get things done for this country. That is what Chuck Schumer is all about. And I'm also hoping that the Democrats take back the Senate. If Hillary wins this election, the Democrats need to flip 4 seats that are currently Republican, and they have to hold Nevada, where Harry Reid is retiring. And it's important for Deborah Ross in North Carolina to be one of those 4 that flips the Senate from a Republican seat to a Democratic seat. And if you look at New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Illinois, these are states, Wisconsin, and North Carolina, where we could get those 4 seats and hold Nevada.
Speaking with former Senator Kay Hagan. And Senator, I know it's a busy day for you, we'll let you go in a second, but what is your final message to voters? There's a few hours left, 4 hours for people to get to the polls and vote. For those voters who haven't already gotten to the polls, what's your message?
My message is this race is close. You look at the races in North Carolina, whether it's for governor, the U.S. Senate, the state races, the attorney general, our state Senate seats. This is where you have your voice heard. And I just encourage everybody to exercise that right. And if issues, let's say the Supreme Court, if you are concerned about campaign finance reform, immigration issues, women's health issues, reproductive issues, minority issues, LGBT issues, these issues are going to be front and center over the next 4 years, depending on who is elected president of the United States.
Senator Kay Hagan, live from New York City. She's going to be at the Javits Center tonight for Hillary Clinton's campaign party. Senator, thank you so much for joining us today, and hope you have a good time tonight.
Aaron, I'm going to see that glass ceiling shatter tonight.
There's a lot of glass in that building, so I've seen pictures. All right, thank you so much.